Welcome back from the Desk of Low. Man, if you've been tuning into this show right now, man, these two gents been on the show before, man. They came a long way since the last time, you know, we first did our interviews, man. I was just telling my one guest, you know, I did his interview in a stairwell, man, when I, you know, only had the two phones, man, you know, going off the audio only. But, you know, we upgraded. Same with these, man, these two gentlemen, man, they upgraded and level up in a big, big way, man. And if you ain't heard of these gents by now, y'all slipping right now. But I'm going to introduce them anyways because they deserve the introduction. Man, hailing from Niagara Falls, man. You know, this guy don't do much interviews now anymore. But, hey, the rare sighting of the man, I got my guy Jamal Gasol here. How you doing, my guy?
It's good. It's good with it, man. It's a rare sight for sure.
Oh, yes, sir. And then hailing from Chicago, man, this guy's one of Chicago's finest right here, man. Yo, he's actually keeping Chicago, you know, lyricism alive right now. You know, we ain't dissing the drill scene and all, but, you know, my man right here, man, he's been keeping true to his roots, man. If you ain't know of this guy right now, man, he goes by the name of Vic Green Thumbs, a.k.a. Yo, I got my guy Vic Spencer back. How are you, my guy?
Yes, sir. What's goody? What's goody, my boy? How you feeling, man? Glad to be back.
Of course, my guy, yo, it's the only right to have you two back, man, because, yo, I believe it's going to be a monumental project for both you guys. So, yo, before we get into, like, the making of the project right now, I got to ask, you know, following you two gentlemen's career for some time now, too, I remember the now, don't get me wrong, but the first time you actually collabed was in 2022 for the both of y'all. For Jamal, you had Vic on The World is Piff 2, Best Smoke Around. And then for Vic, you had it on Jamal with Rally Be a Real One on Haitian Dropkick. So was that the first time you two ever heard of each other?
No, I say the very first time I heard Gasol was on SoundCloud. It was I had my liked songs on shuffle, and then I guess when all of them went out, it went to Kansas City Smackman. And when the first song went past, I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Then the second song went past, that shit was crazy. So whenever he dropped that, that's when I originally heard him. And then, you know, I was giving him his props on the internet. And then he like, man, I know who you are already. So it's like, boom, you know what I'm saying? We just instantly click, you know what I'm saying? But that was definitely before any of those songs was created.
Oh, okay. So you've been tapped into each other early on. So, what made you want to show love instead of being looking as Jamal as, you know, as your competition? Because, you know, you guys both had at a high lyricism level, so you could have been like, man, I don't know, man, something could be a problem. What made you want to reach out and show some love?
Man, I feel like when artists hit my soul, like their songs, like fuck with my soul, then I got to reach out to them, you know what I'm saying, and work with them, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it's almost like mirror reflection, you know what I'm saying? So you hear songs like, oh, man, I need to be fucking with him, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely one of them. Yeah, Jamal Gasol is good enough to motherfucking rock with, kick it with, smoke with. I'm peeping all of that shit like while I'm listening to the nigga songs, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, ah, you know what I mean? It's like you got to reach out to those kind of guys, you know what I'm saying? That they can get your soul, your juices going. Man, it's easier to be you know, willing to approach them. You know what I'm saying? It's easy for me to approach him because of his great ability to sonically make shit that I like.
Now, when you guys, you know, were first planning this project now too, like whose idea was it to, you know, like, you know, let's do a full-length project? Because like, I remember first seeing like the Candace Man versus Dr. Vic Green Thumbs. I'm like, yo, man, if these guys came out with an album, and then like 2 weeks later, you're like, yo, we got an album coming out.
You definitely caught it out, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I had to ignore it for a second because I was like, I don't want to spill the beans yet. But you definitely caught it out. I'm like, yeah, they see that coming.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. I was like, okay, well, you know, none of them got an album coming out. So it's like, yo, this is gonna be a joint album? So, like, whose idea was it to actually come together for a full 8 tracks?
Well, I don't think the amount of tracks was the exact amount, but I think I don't know if I think or maybe I brought the idea up on some real, because we had when he had reached out to me for like in Kansas City Smack Man, I already like I said I already knew who he was because he had the tape with Big Ghost, and he had did something else at the time too. I think I heard him on a Crime Apple tape, and I'm like, okay, yo, I heard of Vic Spencer already, so. Him reaching out to me, that was like dope. Okay, people paying attention, people listening. So when we had talked, I think we did like a swap for swap. That's how we got Haitian Dropkick and Best Smoke Around. But like we kept in touch that whole time. Like I went to Chicago my first time going, I kicked it with bro. We did the Haitian Dropkick video, and like yeah, that shit was just smooth. We're like yo, we got to do something, bro. We got to do some shit. Like we like the same type beats. You know what I mean? We got the same style of flow. Like it ain't low. It ain't all just drug rap, street rap, you know what I mean? It's different things. And that's what I really like about Vic. Like, he's not the same one-routed type rapper, like, you know what I mean?
Of course, of course. Well, like, because, like, you know, this was, like, a collaboration. Like, nobody started coming because I was, like, you know, it's like, kind of out of left field, though. But it's, like, when two artists from two different cities come together, yo, they can actually make some magical music. But how come there was no actual, like, official duo name? Like, did you guys automatically, like, we're going to be Vic and Jamal Gasol? Like, how come there's no actual, like, duo name?
I mean, we ain't the Power Rangers or, like, the Transformers. You know what I mean? He is old man. I'm my old man. You know what I mean? We ain't got to be Run the Jewels. Like, yo, I respect people that do that. That's dope. But, you know, I think Vic Spencer holds his weight. Jamal Gasol holds his weight, where it's just like, yo, them two is good. Like, you know, our names speak for ourselves.
And I, like yeah, I think, and I think, our, I think our nicknames and the extra alter egos play a role. You know what I'm saying? So it's easier for us to connect those roles when it's Jamal Gasol and Vic Spencer.
Oh, yeah. And I noticed how there's no features on this album now, too. You actually kept it, you know, strictly Jamal Gasol and Vic Spencer now, too. So, like, whose idea was it? Like, yo, we ain't getting nobody else shine on here. We already got enough people shining on here.
I mean, I don't really, hold on. I mean, Richard Mille, the best. These three for sure. But I would say, I don't really know as far as like the feature was. I think we were just dope alone. I don't know. It wasn't even know like we should have this person on there, that person. This is sounding good with me and him. I think we are our own features at this point.
Yeah, we was focused. We was really like, you know what I'm saying? Once we get the beats, we was gonna go in. Like we was just focused on going in. It ain't have like no the feature was not a counterpart. It was more like a well. Nah, you know what I'm saying? We got to go ahead and attack this on our own. And maybe if something comes down the line, then maybe we could utilize it, you know, for our album. But if it don't, it don't. It sounds good. It stands alone. The cheese stands alone.
Now, every you know, album has a cutting room floor with tracks that don't make it. But, you know, for me, I'm not an artist. So how many guys tracks did you guys take for you guys' upcoming solo albums? Like, yo, no, I need that with Christ.
Well, I know what the only track I can say that I had for me and it ended up getting on there was Office Hours. I had that beat individually. If he heard the dream, like, nah, you gotta let me get on that one. That's when I know for sure, like, I had to let him get.
Yeah, I think that was the only one. You know what I'm saying? And me and Gasol kind of like, that's why the album is special and important, because we really came together in the flesh and did everything from scratch together. You know what I'm saying? Like, he came with his beat stash that he was going to rap over eventually. I came with my beat stash, a shit that I was going to originally rock to. We didn't use nothing like from like artists that sent us emails and be like, oh, no, we already had like a selection of beats that we were going to individually kill. But we just brought, you know how you share your stuff, share your toys with your cousin that come over to your crib for the weekend. That's exactly how we did it. We brought our toys to the table and we cooked up a masterpiece right then and there. We wrote the production on the index card. That's how we got it.
Yeah, we had that on paper and all that, for real.
Yeah.
Now, for the people listening right now, the album is called The Great Way for Dummies right now. And just, like, from the album cover alone, I was like, Yo, if you grew up in the 90s, man, go up to like one of these bookstores, you would have seen like Do It for Dummies, man. You know, so reminiscent of the cover right there. So I was like, yo, I get that right there. So, like, why the name The Right Way for Dummies? Like, I gotta ask.
It was something abstract, something different. Like I was saying on Twitter the other day, we was talking about this, and I wanted to make like a smoker tape because, you know, I seen people say like the Red Method Man comparison, and that's not my goal. But I just know me and him smoke a lot of weed, and the weed be making the music come good. You know that you smoke and you hear some music, and it like be a different vibe from the sober. I don't know if it's just me, but like sometimes like you might hear something when you high, and it'd be like, oh, this is fire. Like I done heard plenty of songs when I was smoking. And he says something along the lines of like, that's just too typical. Like that's expected of us, you know, do something different, like abstract. And he says something like, what about the right way or something like that? I'm like, the right way for dummies. He's like, yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. That, and exactly. This is like 2021.
Yeah. We had this all sorted out. Once we got the songs and we sequenced it, we just sat on the phone and talked about that shit until we came up with that. It came up with it. Like, everything that we did, we always had, like, a real firm, stern conversation about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was in the open, and it was easier to do because we had that, we gave each other that access to each other to capitalize and complete some shit. Like, really complete some shit because, you know, it's all, like, 8 hours away. So it's like, man, for him to...
Keep coming I'm up taking that drive
up here to get the work done. We had to be open. We had to like make sure that it was official, so we won't be wasting each other time with it, man. We had to make sure we was on with it on a professional level. So we knocked out every part. Like soon we was done with the album, we named the tracks. Soon we was done with the tracks, we sequenced it. Soon we sequenced it, we named the title. You know what I'm saying? Like everything was like ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying? We was
time cooking.
The racquetball room. We was in the racquetball room going brazy, hitting the ball up the wall. My turn, his turn, my turn. We was at it. We was going at it.
And I also like how you guys have like producers both on this project. Like you guys have both extensive work with like Jamal with the Sad Notes and you with August. Cause like, yo, y'all got a lot of work. So like I like how like the two worlds come together and collide through. I don't know who the hell did the Meth and Red collab comparation. Sorry, guys, I'm a little bit stoned right now. Yo, y'all be tripping, yo. How the hell do y'all compare Jamal Gasol and Vic Spencer to Meth Man and Red Man because they even smoke weed? Yo, y'all tripping, man. Y'all listen to the music.
Yeah, see, you gotta listen to the music. They see Pip and think it's all smoke.
So
that's a fact.
Even like with this, like, you know, you guys have a lot of extensive work. What I was curious about, you guys have a particular favorite project of yours since like before. So before the release of this, do you guys have a particular favorite project of within your discography that you guys always just like, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Of each other or like of our own?
Of your own.
Man, I got a lot of shit I like of myself. I ain't gonna lie. Like, see, one thing I got from Vic, man, Vic is a machine, bro. I'm listening to all the unreleased shit. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to my unreleased shit. Like, yo.
See, yo, that don't care. Because, yo, you have a lot of stuff, got a lot of stuff, and, like, yo, that release, yo, we can't get into that.
Yeah, I love listening to all of the unreleased shit. Like once it's out, then it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? But then now I'll go listen to all of our unreleased shit and bask in that because it's like it takes time to create these albums. So you moving and moving and moving, and if you like me and Gasol, you're gonna put out an album that we created 2 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Now. You know what I'm saying? We working that. That's how the mirror reflection works. You know what I'm saying? We working that powerful. You know what I'm saying? So we got so much music to listen to from in between 2021. 20, you know how many songs I did since that time?
No, not great.
And none of that stuff came out. None of that stuff came out. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I got some shit.
I gotta ask about this gentleman right now. I don't know if you, I know Vic may have some memories with him, but yo, I don't know if Jamal, yo, Shout out to my guy Hex Murder. Yo, Hex, man, you wild. Yeah, wild guy, Hex.
Hex a wild one, man. That's so crazy.
So I gotta ask, when was everybody's first introduction to, you know, Hex Murder?
Hex Murder?
Introduction was the Young Bird chain. I ain't gonna lie. The Young Bird chain. When he posted the Young Bird chain, that was like a historical pick. Some marks in Chicago was like, ah, we hate that, but I'm a villain. I was like, ah, they got his train. Ha ha ha. You know what I'm saying? So that was funny. And then he was Sean Price manager for a while. Yeah. And then he did the Golden Axe. You know what I'm saying? Random Axe, not Golden Axe, Random Axe. And he was the mastermind behind that shit. So those are my, you know, my first memories of Hex Murder till he started doing all my intros on the Spencer for Hire. I felt like I was the man by being able to do that. I like being able to have like new shit that other rappers ain't done. I bring it to the forefront, but they know who these people are. I like doing shit like that. I like being able to be the first, so then I can lead. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody else reach out, it was Vic Spencer that started that wave. You know what I'm saying? I like originality. I like the ideas that let you know how the ideas just be coming. You know what I'm saying? Nonstop.
What about you, Jamal? Do you know who Hex Murder is?
I'm gonna be honest. I only know him from Vic's tapes. I think I heard him on was it Spencer for Hire 4 or 3? Which one got Lakeshore Drive on it?
That's 3.
Okay, I think he was on there, wasn't he?
Yeah, he on the intro of all 4 of the Spencer for Hire.
I was gonna say there's 4 of them.
Yeah, he's on the intro, and then on part 4, he actually did that. Like it was 3. It's 3 sequences to the. It's 3 primary things that go on with the Spencer for Hire. It's a Hus Kingpin feature, and it's a. It's a Big Ghost remix, and it's Hex Murder. Intro. So those the GS3-4, like GS, that's the Hus Kingpin feature. GS3, we did 4 parts, and then Hex Murder again on all of the joints intro, and then Big Ghost does a remix to whatever favorite joint that he picks off the album, and that'll be a bonus cut at the end. So that's always been like the Spencer for Hire formula. You know what I'm saying, per se.
Yeah, Jamal, I won't lie, yo. You may have to do some history on Hex Murder, man. Just put in Hex Murder on you.
Yeah, send me some links, man. Put me on. You know, I don't mind getting hip to nothing new, man.
When I first heard of Hex, I remember the first time I hit him, I was like, so you're a rapper? And he put like the little monkey emojis. I didn't know how to take that. I was like, yo, I'm just trying to ask you a rapper and all that guy.
He called you a donkey boy, basically. That's funny as
but I remember the first time hearing of Hex Murder, Sean Price was always pointing them out too. So absolutely. I remember when you guys were first coming into this game now too, with this underground renaissance. They like to call it the Invincible Renaissance now too. But you guys have been doing this for a long time. You guys have been doing this for over 5+ years. So I was curious on you guys' thoughts of the current state we're in right now with the Renaissance. Since 2018, since the quote-unquote boom back is starting to come back, you know, because, you know, it aged quite a bit, because we're starting to get into a more of a mainstream level where we're starting to see more of these mainstream artists come into this world now. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. They weren't here 5 years ago.
Well, for me, it's definitely been a nice little ride, man, seeing the improvement over the years and definitely seeing, like, the level up. Like, I definitely didn't see me work from this artist and this producer to collaborating with this artist and this producer. Like, you know, I got some standout people. Like, I got to kick it with Buck Wild at his crib. Like, you know, that was dope. Like, to go to his crib just to get the beat. Like, you know what I mean? You know, so, like, it's just fun. Like, right now, it's a journey, man. And I'm just sitting back and enjoying the ride. Man.
Yes, sir. For me, I feel like, man, everything that I do, I got to strike while the iron hot. I feel like I'm not at the ceiling. I feel like the more that I absorb what's going on in the underground world, the more I can contain and create ideas of my own. I don't care how many, because it's a lot of rappers that come and go, but then also it's a lot of, it's like I'm getting older, so I'm seeing another generation of rappers come up. So it's just like, so it's like, man, yeah, how do I maintain Vic Spencer while all of this is going on? How do I separate myself from saturation? You know what I'm saying? So everything that I do got to strike, got to be hot. Everything got to, like, I put the weight up on myself and challenge myself and look at it like, how could I outbeat Kansas City Smack Man versus Vic Green Thumbs all the time? Like, that's like how many times I could compete, like, against the latest shit that I drop. You know what I'm saying? So I'm
the same way.
Always competing against myself in that matter. You know what I'm saying? Always. So when you see a whole renaissance, you part of a renaissance, and then you see a whole nother renaissance come. It keep you on your, it shows you how bad do you want it. You know what I'm saying? How bad do you want it? Can you look at your music and play it at any given time? Is it not timeless? Mm. Like, all of those things matter. Like, everything counts. Everything strike. Everything hitting. Like, I don't think I had a throwaway song in a while. Everything that I record is being used. Like, everything. Even if it ain't came out yet. If I could take the next 3 years off, you know what I'm saying? Everything that I've recorded is coming out. Like, not, I don't think I got one song that I can't. No, I take that back. It's some songs that it's some beats that I rapped over that I didn't have permission rapping over that my friends want to hear me on. So I got a few of those. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bet you said you something. I'm like, yo, Rick, can you rap over this? Man, I don't want to hear you over this, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's some crazy shit that motherfucker said no, I couldn't rap on it, and I still rapped on it anyway. But you know what I'm saying? It's that type shit.
So bullying on the beat.
I remember when this gentleman put out a tweet, I don't know if it was like 2 weeks ago or something like that, but I got to ask, because you two gentlemen have a lot of unreleased music. So it's kind of a two-part question. Mm. I remember West Side Gunn pointed out, he's like, what artist should I curate an album for? And you guys have a lot of unreleased music now too. So I was curious now, like, if an opportunity like that ever came up now too, would you guys have something like that, like, already ready? It's like, man, I'm going to do this on my own, but you know, maybe I could see if Gunn likes this. So I was curious, like, do you guys have albums, like, literally ready to go? Or it's all about, like, putting the pieces, put a puzzle together with your music that's on the list?
You can go first, Vic.
Yeah, I got albums ready to go. I got, like, 12 unreleased albums right now. Yeah, I got, like, 12. Easily. You know what I'm saying? I'm finishing up one and working on three. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what type of time I'm on. For example, Psychological Cheat Sheet 4 is done. It's not out yet. But last week, I picked all of the beats for part 5.
Oh, wow.
I got all the beats ready for part 5 to start recording that. You know what I'm saying? I'm on the tail end of finishing Sado Gold out. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm about to finish that, I'm jumping right into this August for 9 Psychological Cheat Sheet Part 5. Not only am I completing the Sado Gold album, I'm also completing a Camouflage Monk album and a Smoke album. So these are albums that I'm working on all at once. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I got a lot of shit ready for motherfuckers. I've always told myself to be ready for an opportunity since 2002, you know what I'm saying? You better be ready for whatever opportunity come your way. Not just no West Side Gun shit, just...
Oh, yeah, of course.
Just any opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Any opportunity come my way, I'm going to be ready and prepared because, you know what I'm saying, this is what we work hard for. This is where we get the man hours from the integrity and the energy and the ideas. This is where the man hours is induced with. So, yeah, I'm definitely ready for whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever opportunity come my way, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a factory machine over here for sure.
Now, yo, before Jamal Gasol, before you answer, yo, yo, Vic, have you seen Saturday Gold's face yet? Like, yo, did he hit you on
the I haven't. I ain't gonna lie to you. I haven't, man. I don't even know if I will, actually. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind him being just in the background of a video where I'm just rapping mad bother. He's just standing right there with the gold ass mask on. That shit raw as hell. Like, damn. And I still ain't seen his face. We just talking with the damn mask on.
Hilarious. Just sitting there. I've seen him spaz out with that mask on before, though. That's crazy. I heard him yell through the mask at somebody. Like,
that's crazy. Yeah. You got like this golden silken. That shit look crazy. I fucks with it. I love the image. You know what I'm saying? It's like it gives off that, it gives off that villainy cobra vibes, the cobra snake eyes vibes.
Yeah.
And when I was growing up, like all the G.I. Joes that looked raw to me was the cobras. They all look raw as hell. I think that's where I came, that's where all of the villainy came from how the G.I. Joes used to look. I still got some up over here, but man, the way that they looked, the you know what I'm saying, they had masks and shit, that shit looked raw as hell. So yeah, man. So Sadu Gold, yeah, that shit look cold. I would have an action figure of Sadu Gold if, you know what I'm saying, if they ever made one. That's my point.
I think
he got the clay joints.
I think he be doing the clay joints. Them shits be raw. Like dude's like a one man machine. You know what I'm saying? I'm always trying to be around motherfuckers like that for sure. Hell yeah, he do hella shit.
Hell yeah.
So we got a, you know, a Vic Spencer and Big Ghost album. You know, I was gonna ask you, where the hell's the Jamal and Big Ghost album? You know, like, yo, the Big Ghost album up yet?
You know, it's crazy, man. Back in like 2018, when Big Ghost was having that crazy run, I had hit him up as far as like how much for like beats, and he responded that he doesn't do individual beats. He just does like soul projects. But I ended up seeing him do a beat later for Ty Ferris.
How would you just bring that up?
So I don't know what's going on, but like, nah, I haven't been approached yet. But as far as on my end, though, I ain't gonna lie, man, Vic got me on that type of time. Like, when I first met Vic, he was already working on Psychological Cheat Sheet 2, I think, at the time. And the first one had already been, had just came out. But I got the World is Piff 3 sitting on ice. So I'm just sitting there waiting to drop that joint. I got a project with Spesh coming. I got a project with Ito coming. I got a project with Cedar Law out of Japan coming. I got a project with Flu out of Australia. I can't wait to drop that joint. That shit gonna crazy, be crazy. That joint gonna be crazy. Like, I was just actually, man, I'm talking with Evil Empire. I'm trying to figure out which one of these projects I want them to host. You know.
Have some Evil Empire drops, like Evil Empire. I know exactly
what you're talking about. Damn, son, like, where you find this?
No, that's Trapaholics, my G. That's Trapaholics.
Oh, yeah, that's Trapaholics.
Oh, yeah, I'm
tweaking. You know, Tyler, the Creator album with DJ Drama really, like, sparked a fuel to me, because that joint was so unexpected, and it was fire at the same time, where it's like, I want to find me an old joint. Like, that's how I had Lazy K do the Kansas City Smack Man 2. That was sitting on ice for a minute too. But I'm sitting on like five or six projects, man. If the time came and Wes was trying to like pick up an album or something, I got six joints ready where we could talk business, man.
Yo, I just like how you like that Evil Empire, because like, damn, yo, because like, I didn't even put that thing, because yeah, Tyler, the Creator, brought back, you know, the Gangsta Girls, so it makes you like think about, you know, the time when a blog era was happening. You remember the Lil Wayne, everybody knows Evil Empire, like my man Vic said, yo, damn, son, where'd you find this? You know, like, there was classic drops, but it was mixtapes that we grew up on. So I was like, will this come into fruition? Like, did you actually get in touch with the guys from Evil Empire?
Well, I'm gonna be honest, man. I thought it was a scam because the price just felt too good to be true, man. I'm like, you sure? Because, yo, Evil Empire was them niggas. You know what I mean? Like, even when I had Big Mike do The World is Piff 3, 2, he wanted a little decent penny just to host the song. Like, I remember hitting up K Slade, rest in peace. He told me a stack just to host one song. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get with you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So it was like I always wanted to just get that vintage feel back on the music. Like when they had Clue on Claire's Back on West Side's joint, like, you know what I mean? That was dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah. Like I was gonna ask now, Vic, too, when you, cause I don't think I asked you this during our last interview and it's been bugging me ever since. I didn't want to ask it on Twitter. I don't want nobody stealing this question. When you're making the psychedelic worksheet album now too, do you indulge in psychedelics when making those albums?
No. It's not psychological cheat sheets is Yeah, it's more like therapy for me. You know what I'm saying? Therapy. It's like when I do the psychological cheat sheet albums, it's me channeling to how I was raised, how I grew up in group homes. So when I channel, I think the psychological cheat sheets are the outlet or the blueprint for me to just channel all of those thoughts and stuff there, and then continue to do all of the other stuff that I do outside of that. But it's just my version of self-conscious music. You know what I'm saying? That's what psychological cheat sheet is. So psychological cheat sheet is the opposite of psychedelics.
My bad. I mixed up the words. You're, like I said, a little bit too much smoke. So would you say like those projects like hold like your most like personal thoughts within your discography?
I would say so. I would say it's the more, I guess like the word that I'm looking for is, it's the music, the conscious music, mm-hmm. I guess. The conscious side.
Memoir.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's one
like
of them.
Memoir.
Yeah, like, the Dead Sea Scrolls, all of the shit that's in there. You know what I'm saying? You know, the files, when you go back and look at some files that's over with, and you go back and see shit that you've done, see shit that you didn't get in trouble for, see your whole life file, like shit that you sit to the, that's what psychological cheat sheet is for me. It's just a lot of different thoughts and stuff that I had when I was coming up as a shorty, shit that I seen, and being in them group homes and being raised in that environment, you know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things. It's like my therapist that helped me deal with that. I feel like I ain't fully deal with that in a way where I could address it. So how I'm able to address it is through the music.
They're like your time capsule, let's say.
Yeah.
So like, do you like? Because I know you work with the youth now too, and how much times like do you just put them on to like your personal albums like that? It's like, I want you to listen to part three or part two. I think it can help you get through that. Like, do you do that often, or your music doesn't really come into play?
Yeah, I keep it separate, but they find out some way they find out. Like one time I'm working at a school, I started hollering at the security guard. You know what I'm saying? Me and the security guard got cool. We follow each other on social media. He might have reposted something of me rapping. And then the kids come see me like, yeah, oh, shit, man. I didn't even know you rap. So it's always been like that. Always keep it separate. But when they in my car, like, for example, today, you know what I'm saying? When they got in my car, I was already playing some of my music. They just be vibing to it. Like, if I mention anything that's on the west side of Chicago, they'll give me some props. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had just did this Purple Box freestyle over a Big Ghost beat, actually. The I Shot Ya. Yeah, that's out right now. And that's on one of my upcoming albums called Being a Bigger Person Sucks. And then
I love
him and his titles, right?
Yeah. So when I played that song before it came out, and I said Two Busy Streets, Laramie and Division on the song, and the kids from out west, they were like, "Woo, that was cool! I can still promote the East to Laramie and Division." Woo, they were like, "Woo!" So it's like some real Chicago shit. But at the same time, I was glad that they was able to identify with that shit and get it. You know what I'm saying? That was a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So Yeah, I just play bits and pieces. I be learning more from the shorties than me putting them on and stuff. Like, I get them the aux cord. Let me hear something. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of my cars got 12s in the trunk. So when I know when they get in the car, they gonna have to play some shit that's slamming. So I'm gonna Shazam that shit or ask them what's the name of that shit so I can play that shit later on. So yeah, that's that's how I get down with the shorties for sure.
One of the things I forgot to ask you during our last interview now too, I remember that you appeared on one of Twister's albums now too on the track Momentarily, man, because I remember you're featured on his album, not you're featured on his album. So how did the Twister actually come to you about it? It's like, yo, Vic, I want to hear my album. Yo, you're a Twister legend, man. Plus, like, a lot of people, when they think Twister, like, I don't know if I can keep up with Twister. So you're not intimidated
at first? You almost got it right, bro. It's exactly how it happened. I was at my homie crib, and Twister got like a music manager. You know, it's like, I guess it's different kind of managers. He got like this A&R manager that be putting them on to like different motherfuckers' music. And I guess one day he was playing my shit, and he must have been playing it for hours. And then that's what I mean by being ready for an opportunity, having all that music ready, having it out. So he calls me, but I got his manager's number in my phone already. So I don't have Twister's number. So shout out to Sonny Woods. Sonny Woods FaceTime me. I see the call coming in. I answer, and who do you know? It's Twister. He's like, man, and I'm over here with Sonny Woods over here listening to your music. Listen, like 3 hours of your music, bro. You cold as hell. I want to do something. I want to work with you. And it was just funny because I had just did a song where I name dropped him on a song saying I should go ahead and get Twister on this shit. And then I had continued rapping over it. So then when I was like, I should go ahead and get Twista on this shit, I really got Twista on this shit. Yeah, that's how we got it going. He sent me Mortuary, and then I sent them that joint. You know what I'm saying? And it was on ever since. You know what I'm saying? And truth be told, man, this is exclusive right here. Twista told me he want to do an album together, like an EP together. Shit. Where I curate the shit, where I pick the beats, I do all of that. He feels like everybody from Chicago should sound like me. That's crazy that the legend himself said that shit.
Fire.
That's super fire. Like, man, everybody from Chicago should sound like you. You just that raw, bro. You know what I'm saying? He giving me my flowers like several times. He even sent me the videos of him playing Mudslide, driving. He texted me them videos. I'm like, oh shit, I was taking a nap. I woke up to that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy that, you know, the relationship that I got with Twister. So we did that back. We did that twice. I'm on two of Twister's albums. Twister's on two of my albums. You know what I'm saying? And now, I mean, I hope it comes to the light. You know what I'm saying? But I'm ready for that opportunity that he gave me. You know what I'm saying? But Twister's a very busy, busy guy. So I'm just continuing to work until that happens. But that's an exclusive. He said it. You know what I'm saying? I got the merch. I got the proof.
Guys, that would be fire right there, right? Because, like, yo, a lot of, like I said earlier, a lot of these artists who had mainstream popularity, they're starting to come back into this underground. You know, we see like Banks doing it, JR Ryder doing it. So, you know, it is artists that I'm waiting for to make a comeback. It's like, yo, so like, you know, one of them was Twister, one of them's Common. Like, where the hell's Mace? Where's the Cam and Mace album come out? I don't think that one's coming.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised that Cam and Mace album come though. Oh, they're on good terms right now.
Yeah, yo. So who's seen that one coming for this year? Cam and Mace reuniting and him kind of brushing off dips. I didn't see none of that coming.
After what happened, I ain't see that coming, man, either. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, that was very unpredictable for sure.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. Capo, man, because, yo, I remember that legendary round he did against Mace, man. So, yo, we won't get into that, though. But Gasol, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, I thought it was going to stop after 4, after five, after six, after seven. But yo, this third apartment, man, just kept going and going. I think you got probably like, what, 30, 35 now?
we had 29 and 30 on the way. Thirty dropping any day now. We ain't got no promises or nothing. 30 dropping. We drop. We feel like it. Real shit. It depends on the day of the week. Like how we did the Nuggets cover. We had picked that before the finals, so it was just dope that they won the finals too. Like some things like just coincidental. But we gonna stop at 36. You know what I mean? That's the goal right now. Like we like I did 9 for the first season, so I figured we just make it like a brick of music. You know what I'm saying? 36 songs, 36 ounces. You know what I'm saying? We just do 36 freestyles. But this season 4, so this is the last one right now. We going hard this year though. Like this season, we on some like we in the game but out the game. It's like, you know, legitimacy this route. You know what I mean? We done stirred the pot long enough where, you know, we got to get into these businesses and start opening up foundations for the family. Like, you know what I mean? You just stirred it long enough. Time to level up. You know what I'm saying?
Like, would you say the Stirred Apart has become like a signature series for you?
Yeah, I think a lot of people look forward to it. Like, I done got fans off the Stirred Apart, really. A lot of people, like, came across me. I seen one time somebody comment that Bodie James sent me here, like, and it was for Stirred Apart, too. And I'm just like, oh, okay. It's getting around. People definitely checking it out.
So, but I noticed with the Stirred Apart, you don't have features on them. Is there a reason why?
Yeah, because for me, it's just freestyles. Like, you know, them is just me thinking off the top and just trying to, like, speak my piece at the time. You know what I mean? Like how he said he expressed himself. I feel like the Stir the Pot is just my time to express myself musically, you know, correlating to my past and things I've been through and what I'm looking forward to in life. Like, you know what I mean? So just reflecting, because, you know, I feel like I like to relate to the people. That's what I'm big on. I try to relate to the people in the music the most, you know what I mean? So I feel like on Stir the Pot, I see a lot of relatable things and quotables where that's where my fan base comes in big too, because they feel what I'm saying.
Now, one of the things that I realized about your character now too is that you're a real one, because I remember this girl was a big supporter of my show. I remember she's always been my DM to try to talk, and I remember she sent me some of your music though. So for Jamal, for World Is Perfect 3, do you have any unreleased music of the Blessed Girl like that you have on that?
You said, do I have what?
Like any, because like she was a big support of my show, and I know like you guys did a lot of music together too. But that Blessed Girl, do you have any of her unreleased like beats coming onto your World Is Perfect 3?
Actually, no, man. I'm not gonna lie. I got maybe 2 unreleased beats from her that I haven't used yet, and I was waiting on a feature for it. But I'm just gonna hold them off because I want to do something special for her. You know what I mean? Because like for the vinyls, I donated all the proceeds to her family at the time, you know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure that her family reaps the benefits behind her work. So that's why I'm not so pressed to drop something right away. I want to get to that moment where I'm up there in my career, you know what I'm saying, where I could just drop something like that where people give it much more attention than they would now.
She was a big supporter of yours now, too. That's why I was curious if you were going to do something special, because I know you did that for her family, but, like, you know, as a tribute for her no longer being here, that's why I was curious if that was coming from you.
Oh yeah, I mean, like I said, I got those beats in the cut, and I'm just waiting for the right time to drop them. But yeah, that's about it, man. She sent me some beats. I'm not gonna lie, when we was talking, there was beats she sent me that I didn't like. You know what I mean? So as she improved, that's when things start picking up where we was able to collaborate. So like in that improvement time, I was able to still have like 1 or 2 of my emails.
Yeah, it's those precious times that you know, we those people that we no longer see, and then once we start them getting them stride and they're taking from us, it's like, damn, you know, it kind of hits home, because knowing what they contribute to your projects, knowing that they believe in you and your own stages.
Right, man. I ain't gonna lie, I took that kind of hard, man, because she died like on the day of my sister's wedding, so it was like a like happy sad moment for me at the time. My sister getting married, but before we go there, I find out that she passed away, and it just like sort of fucked my vibe up. Like, but you know what I mean? I kept in contact with her mom or grandma. I haven't spoken with their mother in a while. I actually got to tap back in with her, man, now that you say that. I had to make a new Facebook page, so I don't even got Shanika's page no more.
R.I.P. to the blessed girl. You'll always be remembered, man.
R.I.P. Stay blessed.
So I gotta ask, Jamal. Last time we talked, that fire logo of Piffer. I've been seeing, you've been making a lot of moves in the weed world, man. So, you got your own Piffer. You got your own weed strain now.
I have my own strain. Yeah, Piff Passion number 31 right now. We growing it right now out in D.C. I'm in the smoke shop right now though, man. I'm in cahoots with a smoke spot, man. Honeycomb Hideout. So I'm trying to work with trying to get a Piff strain over here too, man. Up at the store. So you never know what's gonna come next. Hopefully, it'll be Mr. 31. But we'll see how it go.
No. As for you, Vic, now too, I was curious, like with this album. Well, I guess this is a question for the both of you guys. So with this album coming out now too. You guys have got the hoodies on deck, but can we expect vinyl?
Yeah, we got the vinyl pre-link order out right now. It's going to Digger's Factory. Yeah, we got vinyls coming.
Oh, sure. I got to check that out, Because, Instagram, see, that's the thing about Instagram sometimes. The algorithm be all messed up now. So with social media, constantly evolving now, too. You guys on TikTok? I ain't on TikTok, but you guys are artists. So have you guys been on TikTok?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok.
Right. What's the wildest shit y'all saw on TikTok?
I be seeing like a lot of educational shit on TikTok.
I be seeing a lot of cooking shit. I be seeing, outside of what they try to throw in your face, the women, half naked women and shit. I just be seeing like cooking stuff and kid stuff and these dances and stuff. And
what about the AI, like the Biggie rapping, like New York, New York State of Mind? You guys see stuff like that?
What's going on in Antarctica? That's what I be seeing on TikTok. What the hell's going on in Antarctica? something going on in Antarctica.
Something going on in the United States, period. Y'all seen that shit in Vegas with the alien crashing in the backyard?
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. They said it was like an 8-foot giant in his backyard, and they was just standing that. Back there.
That. I'm getting the strap before we go in there. That.
Man.
So, with that question being said, you guys seen any weird shit in the sky lately since, 6 months?
Yo, I kid you not. I went to New York City one time. I went to Shady 45, and we was coming back home. Me and my cousin was up. It's like 3 a.m. I swear to God, he can vouch for me. I seen something go across the sky at like a rapid speed. It was like a speed of light. And we just watched it travel. But it wasn't a plane. It wasn't a helicopter. It was like some big silver thing. But it had a light on it. Like, I don't know what it was. It was like 3 a.m, bro. I can't make this up, son. I don't know, though. I don't know if it was just me tripping or not, but I know what I see. Like,
what about you, Vic? You see any weird, weird stuff over the Chicago skies?
Hell no, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I ain't seen no weird shit, man. I ain't seen shit. I mean, as a shorty, I used to be like, man, what's all the flashing lights going on? Is the Batman signals or UFO shit? I used to be thinking that shit, but man, yeah, I ain't seen none of that shit in a minute, man. I guess Chicago ain't haunted yet, man, with motherfucking space animals and shit, man. Space saucers, sauce soaring over the damn skies. I ain't seen that shit.
They ain't coming to Chirac. Them niggas know what's up. They ain't coming to the rack.
they gotta get their weight up before they come to the rack. But we see that shit. Well, yeah, we see some aliens. Ah, it's up.
It's up.
It's up, like super up. Ah. It's what now?
Well, if y'all made it this far, they got an album coming out June 16th. That's the release date, right, gents?
Yes, sir.
Man, if you ain't tapped into these two gents by now, y'all sleeping right now. So, after, this is the right way for Dummy. Y'all guys releasing a lot of visuals for this. I think you guys got like, what, two out and the third? No. Yeah, you guys got two visuals out for it right now, right?
Yeah, we dropped two so far.
So that's two chapters. So, so I was curious. So is there going to be a video, like you guys going full 50 Cent Massacre album video for every song on here?
I don't want to spill the beans.
Yeah, but almost though. I don't want to spill the beans, but almost.
Okay, okay. Now, is there anything that you know, you guys got websites? Because I'm gonna put all in the link below for the people watching. Know where can they find you and support you guys?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Who Is Jamal Gasol. My official website, jamalgasol.com. Like, we got the merch on there as well, the Kansas City Smackman versus Big Green Thumb Marvel Tees at jamalgasol.com and other things. And that's about it, man. Unless you see me in traffic, you catch me on 31 in Western New York.
Yes, sir. And you can find me anywhere at Vic Spencer. You know what I'm saying? I think I've been on the social media sites long enough to catch all the names.
Of course. My name
at every spot. Everything Vic Spencer. VicSpencer.bandcamp.com for the merch and the vinyls that I have left. Yeah, man. I got the first 130 pages if you Google Vic Spencer, you know what I'm saying? So
not Vic Mensa, y'all. Vic Spencer, y'all get it.
Vic Spencer, you know what I'm saying? Not Vic Mensa, Vic Spencer.
Now y'all stay safe now. And yo, if y'all made it this far, yo, I encourage you, y'all. You tapped into the show. You don't have to tap into The Great Way for Dummies. Because, man, those first two singles, man, are fire right now. Yo, Vic Spencer, Jamal Gasol, man. You guys are welcome back anytime, my guys. Salute.
Appreciate it, man. Pip.
Appreciate you.
Peace out, my guys. One love.
One.